If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
This is Connor Bedard with the Chicago Blackhawks, and you're listening to Bob Surratt.
Time Out Magazine did something this week that caught Marianne's eye, and she joins us now to share some things that only those of us in Chicago know about, I guess.
Yes, Bob. By the way, I'm very thrilled to be following Connor Bedard.
My close personal friend.
Little mm-hmm. promo. Mm-hmm. Your close personal friend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I know, so cute. Anyway, I can tell you that even though I've lived almost half my life in Chicago, there are some habits that seem totally normal to us, but they are foreign to people who have never lived here.
Do we know how they came up with this over at Time Out?
Yeah, Time Out took a poll on social media. You know, they went on Facebook and Twitter or, X.
Mm-hmm.
And Instagram, and I don't know how else, and LinkedIn, I think. And this is what they found out about Chicagoans, people who have lived here. And I have experienced a lot of this myself because, again, the first half of my life, I did not live here. So when I leave this area and, I have totally transformed.
Mm-hmm.
People think, these are very odd things. First of all, being a food snob, that's not odd, but we in Chicago, because Chicago's home to some of the best restaurants in the world, we have Michelin-starred restaurants. We have very cheap, delicious eats. We're spoiled, so the bar is pretty high when it comes to food, and it's not surprising that after living here for a while, it takes a lot to impress us. And I know for a fact that when I go to Miami and I'm out with friends and I talk about the food that we're eating, and I'm always saying, but it's not as good as, a certain restaurant here. People are sick of hearing me say that.
Well, we have all the great neighborhood ethnic spots. And then, of course, your hot dog pizza and Italian beef joints. So number one on this list is being a food snob. What's number two?
Number two is knowing how to parallel park. And all I can say here is if you live here, you can parallel park. And that has become my superpower.
Yeah, you've taken to that pretty well, I must say. And you don't do the bump technique either. You don't really hit the car in front or behind you. So kudos to you for that.
And I'm really glad that I live here and that I've had to do it so many times because my dad was a pilot. And I feel like I am, it's in my blood. Like, I am it's precise. I feel like a pilot when I'm parallel parking.
All right,
the third one is dibs.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I'm talking about.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is an annual winter tradition in the city. Once the snow falls, people dig their cars out, and then they replace their spots with lawn furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way to save a spot, right?
Yeah, and even in other cities.
Is that even legal? People get tickets for that, right?
Well, eventually you can if you keep your chairs out there in July. But other places with a climate like this, they don't know what you're talking about. Okay, that's dibs.
Oh, no.
What else is on the list?
Okay, understanding the grid system.
Mm-hmm.
So we all know that streets run from north to south and east to west, and that the center is the intersection of State and Madison. And since we all know which way the lake is, people here have a pretty good sense of direction.
And now coming
but
from...
not you.
No, I have a lousy sense of direction. But I kind of know the hundreds system, I know that.
Yeah, and I never know what you're talking about when you say that, by the way. I still don't know. Yeah, we're going at 2,200. What?
Uh-huh. You'll learn.
Okay. The next one is something close to your heart, no ketchup on hot dogs.
That's
and
right.
This is not a hard one for me since I don't really eat them. But as a child in Miami, I only ate hot dogs that my mom would make for me with ketchup and cheese. So please do not tell Bob Schwartz, your Vienna beef buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I think he knows that about me. So ketchup is on a hot dog is a major red flag. And you preach about this in a best-selling book called Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog.
Well,
right?
You know, it's become kind of a joke. But the fact is, first of all, and you can probably support this, stay away from ketchup because there's corn syrup, two kinds of corn syrup in the ingredients. So that's not good. And the ketchup,
I did not know that.
The ketchup overwhelms the other ingredients on a hot dog, including the hot dog itself. So that's assuming it's a Vienna or other high quality dog. But there you go.
Yeah. But my question to you now is, doesn't mustard do the same thing?
No. That enhances
it
everything.
It doesn't overwhelm?
No.
To me, that is such an overwhelming flavor.
Don't put too much on it. That's all.
All right. Okay. Let's move on. The next one is comparing every pizza scene to Chicago's.
Sure.
So, you know, outsiders think that deep dish pizza is Chicago's pizza, but locals like us, we know that tavern style is the best. Well, at least that's what I think, the super thin, crispy one. Mm-hmm. There's so many pizzerias here offering every style, though, and people have very strong opinions about pizza. And I know you and I don't even agree on this, right?
Well, I have my favorite deep dish and my favorite thin. You scrape the topping. You scrape the no. You just eat the topping because you don't want to have the crust in the bottom of it. No.
I love super crispy, crunchy crust, but I don't like really doughy crust. You know what I mean? So that's why I like to. You know, when you get a deep dish, I just like to eat the top.
I know. I've noticed.
All right. So the next one is, we are adept at driving on snowy roads. Dealing with snowy and icy conditions and even rain, it makes us Chicagoans expert drivers in other cities. We know how to take it slow and steady and invest in snow tires.
Yeah, in other places like L.A., it rains. They don't know what to do out there. Everything comes to a halt.
Yes, and they have all sorts of accidents. Yeah, we just need to get better at driving on black ice. That's
nobody can do that, I don't think.
I know. There's got to be some, you know, car solution or something, I don't know, that grips the road or heats the road or something. All right. The next one is putting jardinera on everything. So, you know, unless you're living under a rock, you know Chicago, and use jardinera, something I had never even heard of.
Oh, that's great.
Not just on Italian beef sandwiches, which is another thing that, you know, people outside of Chicago don't even know what that is, but on practically everything, and it's available everywhere, like in sandwich joints and hot dog stands and pizzerias.
Yeah, put it on eggs. Everything. Put it on eggs. It's great on eggs.
Yeah, you love that. Calling it pop. You and I used to have this argument on Fox thing all the time. You call it pop, I call it soda.
Yeah.
And the last one is honking when exiting an alleyway. And, you know, Chicago has the largest network of alleys in the U.S., 1,900 miles of them, and drivers here know how to exit them by honking.
That's the way to do it. All right, what's good to eat? Talk about free recipes on your SavvyPlanet.com website.
Yes, put a dash between Savvy and Planet. It's fall, and it's time to think about Brussels sprouts, something you didn't eat before you met me, and now you go for second. So this time I use a bunch of extremely flavorful spices and pine nuts. You've got to check out this recipe on Savvy-Planet.com.
It was so good. It tasted like I was eating something unhealthy. Savvy-Planet.com. Subscribe. And I'd like some of that this weekend because I plan on eating some unhealthy food, so I need to balance it off. You know what I mean?
I'll make it again.
Yeah, I'd like to have that with some pop, please. Thank you, Marianne.
Yeah.